on Veritas Catholic Radio, 1350 AM, 103.9 FM worldwide at VeritasCatholic.com and the Veritas Catholic Radio app. This is a special broadcast on Veritas Catholic Radio, direct from the Woodway Country Club in Darien, where we are celebrating the 25th silver anniversary of Malta House. This is the annual gala honoring Kim Patrone, who is the board chair at Malta House. You'll meet her a little bit later on. And this is really an evening that supports important life-affirming services at Malta House. Those life-affirming services, those graces, if you will, provided to mothers and babies in our community. Malta House, based in Norwalk, an independent 501c3 nonprofit. And they rely exclusively on the generous support of our community. And you'll meet so many of those donors tonight to learn more about Malta House and their involvement in changing lives. Malta House, since 1998, has been blessed by the support of so many individuals and businesses and organizations throughout the Diocese of Bridgeport and beyond. It's that kind generosity that's helped make a significant difference in changing the course of women's lives and their futures. They have changed some 392 lives. Think about it. Helping bring 392 new lives into the world. Those are the births. Helping 385 moms get back on their feet. Rebuild their lives in so many ways. That's the life-saving work of Malta House. 8,921 nights of shelter. You can learn more about Malta House online at maltahouse.org, this loving home. And I know so many of you in your parishes all across the Diocese of Bridgeport dedicate your time, your talent, and also your treasure to helping out Malta House. And that's what tonight's gala is all about, the 25th silver anniversary gala for Malta House, honoring Kim Patrone, the Malta House board chair, and our broadcast here on Veritas Catholic Radio. In fact, let's introduce you to Kim right now. She is the board chair at Malta House, celebrating 25 years, and Kim celebrating 12 years as the board chair. Kim, welcome to Veritas Catholic Radio.
Thank you very much.
25 years, and it's also 25 years of changing lives with Malta House.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's just a wonderful milestone for Malta House, and I'm just so proud to have been part of it for about the last 12 years. I got about the second half.
Tell us about some of those stories of how you've interacted with those who are helped by Malta House, how families stay together, but most importantly, how women in crisis have a marvelous foundation, not only of faith, but to start their lives.
Yeah, no, it's, I always say that it's just the transformation that you see in the moms when they first come in the door. They've got a black garbage bag with all of their things in it, just destitute, scared, alone. Some of them just haven't ever been loved, just don't know what it's like to have a warm, loving family. And that's really what Malta House is for them, becomes their warm, loving family. And we give to them everything you would give your own daughter, just all of the, try to teach them all of the skills that you need to be a good mom, to be a good, you know, part of the society, get them jobs, help them find housing.
And thanks be to God, the families stay together, which is unique for Malta House, because that doesn't always happen with certain situations, certain venues with women in crisis.
That's right, absolutely, and that's one of our goals, is to keep, you know, when we keep the moms and the babies together, because we're providing them shelter for up to 18 months. So it's a lot of places that the mom could stay there, but the child can't stay with them, and so we allow that. And so, and the babies that are born at Malta House, they're just the best babies. They've grown up in a house full of love. And they, you know, it's just very rewarding, the difference you see that we make in the lives of moms.
And they become family, part of the Malta House family.
Once a Malta House mom, always a Malta House mom. And that's the other wonderful thing, is we have, we keep the moms in touch with, you know, keep in touch with the moms after they leave us, if they want to. And, you know, should they fall on hard times, they need help with rent, or they've lost their job, you know, we're there to fill in, and they come back, and they actually then mentor to the new moms, which is just
wonderful. I was going to ask you about those success stories. Yeah. Now, after 25 years, you have a generation,
if you will,
moms who really got that foundation in life at Malta House and have now come back to change the lives
and
of other moms.
Some of them are going to be here tonight, which is just great to see our graduates, and It's life-changing work that we do.
It's life-changing, and it's also life-changing because of the benefactors to Malta House, and we're celebrating them tonight. And the magnificent volunteers I know in my parish, people volunteer at Malta House and all throughout the Diocese of Bridgeport, thanks be to God.
Yeah, no, we couldn't do what we do without the loyal support of all our benefactors. And some of them have been involved from the very beginning, which is, to me, is just just amazing. And but it speaks to what we do and just how special an organization it is.
I'll ask you one of those questions as we are here together on Veritas Catholic Radio at the silver anniversary of Malta House and Kim Patron, who's been there for half of the 25 years. I don't mean to age you.
No, but that's all right. This is radio, right?
Yeah, exactly. She started as it was a 4-H project in high school. She's only 30 right now. But when we look at the magnificent growth of Malta House in the last 25 years, as you speak with board members, as you see Malta House develop and reach more people, what do you think the next 5 or 25 years will look like?
That's hard to say. We're just hoping we can continue to do more. Again, keep everybody in the family. We're really trying hard to stay connected to the moms once they leave us, and so that we can progress along with their children and see how they're doing. And now we have, you know, in the last 5-10 years expanded out to the greater community. And a lot of people don't know about that. We have what we call a community outreach effort. And we get so many donations of diapers and wipes and baby clothing and baby toys that we can't possibly use, you know, in our house. We only have up to 15 moms. So first we give them to our former moms that might need it, but then we open it up to the greater Norwalk community. Every Saturday, you know, there's lines to come by and pick up things. So we're just very blessed that we can share our excess. And that, again, that's because of our donors.
Thanks be to God for that. Yeah. That really is, it's the true definition of evangelization.
Yes. Yes, no, absolutely. Yeah, and we're trying more that we can do to these, the folks that come in that don't need shelter, but they do need services, and the little bit that we can, as you say, sort of bring them closer to God while they're with us.
If our Veritas Catholic Radio audience wants to help Malta House, how can they do that? Certainly financially, but what are some of the other ways in terms of volunteer opportunities, Kim?
Sure, volunteer opportunities. Working in our nursery is always number one. You know, we have a nursery where the moms can bring their babies while they're either working or at appointments or going to school. So while we have some staff, we love to have volunteers to come in and help with the ebb and the flow. Sitting at the front desk answering the phones, giving our staff a break when they need that are working there. And just come in, and we have mother mentors. If you've got a special skill, you want to come in and teach them to sew, to cook. It's the world is, you know, we have people that come in and helping them garden. They had a vegetable garden last year, so they're learning those skills. It really depends on the person. If there's something you're passionate about and you'd like to share it with the women, they just come in and we'll help them do
that's
that.
Beautiful.
So just visit our website. All the information's there. You can click on there and contact our staff about volunteering. So
Kim Patron, thank you. Congratulations. God bless you for your work. You're really changing lives and touching souls.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
Kim Patron here on Veritas Catholic Radio and our on-location broadcast from the Woodway Country Club in Darien. This is the 25th anniversary of Malta House, and we're celebrating Malta House, which is a haven for moms and babies, and Kim Patron, who's being honored for her work, spending half of the 25 years at Malta House. She mentioned the website, and the website is maltahouse.org, M-A-L-T-A-H-O-U-S-E, maltahouse.org, a loving home for babies, for young moms who are in need. And this is one of those havens, underline that word haven, where families are not broken up, where moms and children stay together. We have used the word joy on Veritas Catholic Radio a lot, and this is really joyful self-reliance. Think about that, joyful self-reliance being taught to these moms as they raise these children. And as Kim was saying, we've already gone through a generation of moms who now come back and give back to Malta House. Monique is one of the moms who has been helped by Malta House, and she's going to share her story and her witness about how her life has changed. Monique, how did you get connected to Malta House? How did you find them to help you?
So one night I had to go to the hospital because being homeless and I had nowhere to go, and I was connected with a social worker at the hospital, and he made a few calls, and Malta House was one of the options that I had. And he said it was the best option for me, and I ended up there, and it was the best decision, like, ever. Yeah.
And thanks be to God, you have a healthy baby boy.
I know, thank God.
And his name is?
Bodhi. He's one. He just turned one April 21st, and I moved to Malta House April 4th of last year, so I've been there a year and like a month. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And Malta House is like a family, so I'm sure he had a great first birthday
for
you.
Yes, he did. We have so much support. I have, they just sent me to school to get my CNA. I just completed school and I got my CNA certificate. So, you know, they're very supportive with our birthdays, Mother's Days, whatever it is, you know, schooling. whatever you need, if you need support, we have it there. It's like a community, so I don't feel alone. Like, going out there in the world, I feel like I have, like, a whole backing of people behind me.
Monique, you're going to be a great certified nurse's assistant because you've learned that love and compassion from Malta House.
Yes, yes, thank you.
All the best to you and to your son. God bless you. Continued success.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing your witness.
No problem. Thank you. Anytime.
You're hearing our special broadcast from the 25th anniversary gala of Malta House in Norwalk, online at maltahouse.org. Veritas Catholic Radio here at the Woodway Country Club in Darien, and you can hear the generous benefactors and also the volunteers. And tonight we'll also meet some of the moms from Malta House, moms who have been helped and had their lives turned around at Malta House and have now come back to help the other moms and their young children in need at Malta House, this haven for moms and babies online, maltahouse.org, maltahouse.org. This is an evening that is filled with love. It's filled with hope, and it's also filled with the great graces of God who have helped the volunteers change lives at Malta House. Bishop Frank Caggiano, the Bishop of the Diocese of Bridgeport, is our guest in this special broadcast here on Veritas Catholic Radio. Bishop Caggiano, talk about the literal life-saving work that Malta House does. These are babies that would not have survived otherwise.
Correct.
If it wasn't for God's grace working through the intercession of Malta House.
Absolutely. For 25 years, Malta House has provided a home for women who have chosen life and come with their young children or sometimes pregnant, and they have a loving, supportive environment for almost 18 months until they're able to establish themselves. So we talk about pro-life, but this is it in action.
And we also see the witness of those volunteers and, of course, the witness of faith that is infecting these women and their children.
Without a doubt. Malta House could not survive without the generous benefactors, but the army, it's a legion of volunteers who are there because they love these women and their children. And quite frankly, they're there as ambassadors of Christ.
Talk a little bit more about these issues of life. We protect life from the moment of conception until natural death, and we fight for that as Catholics. But very often, a woman who's in a crisis pregnancy may not know where to turn, and thanks be to God for Malta House being there, because that's a very important part of the equation of life.
Yeah, unfortunately, we speak very eloquently of being in favor of life from natural conception to natural death. But the bottom line is, we can't abandon women who make the choice. And they can't walk the journey alone. Many of them can't do that. So if we do not do like this, Malta House, if we don't provide opportunities, then we're only really preaching half the gospel. And we're obliged by the Lord to preach the whole gospel in action. So, I mean, Malta House is one of the crown jewels of the diocese in many ways. And I'm hoping and praying it has its new home, it's expanded. Maybe the next generation will expand it even more.
Bishop Caggiano, thank you. God bless you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Bishop Frank Caggiano in our special broadcast here from the Woodway Country Club, the 25th anniversary of Malta House, a haven for moms and babies, online at maltahouse.org. We are blessed here on Veritas Catholic Radio to bring you this special broadcast, the 25th anniversary, the 25th gala of Malta House in Norwalk. And we would be remiss in talking about Malta House without putting the spotlight on the dedicated founder of Malta House in Norwalk, and that is Michael O'Rourke, who opened his heart for moms and babies that they may have a life. Michael, welcome to Veritas Catholic Radio. Congratulations on 25 years, and you can just feel the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's alive in this room tonight. Thanks be to God.
Isn't it great? It's so wonderful, and the energy, the excitement, the enthusiasm, and it's our 25th year, our silver anniversary. So excited, and it's all for our women and children. So it's phenomenal. That's all I can say. And unfortunately for me, I see all these people, and I keep getting one of these conversations. I can't break off. I don't want to be rude and say, look, I've had enough of this. I got to see other people there. But there's so many people I haven't said hello to yet that I have to say hi to. But it's just so great. And I thank you guys. I was listening today to Bishop Frank. He was doing an interview with Patrick Kelly from the Knights of Columbus. And he was marvelous. He's such a great diocesan leader, and he's a huge promoter of Malta House. So I'm just so thankful for him, for the leadership for the diocese, for the support he's given us. And Patrick Kelly, he was talking about giving all these sonograms to all the various hospitals and various organizations so the woman could see the life in her body. What a great thing.
Yeah.
The Knights of Columbus are fantastic. What a great group.
Thanks be to God. Saving lives as Malta House is
exactly well. Right,
and
exactly
thanks
right.
be to God for all of the volunteers, not only here in this room for this 25th anniversary gala, Michael, but
right.
also volunteers in the parish communities across the diocese.
Well, we have our board, we have our staff, and our volunteers. And I want to tell you, our women learn, okay, that they're children of God, right, just like you and me. But they also learn that they're children of God with a purpose, right? And what we like to teach them is that they can teach and show goodness, beauty, hope, love to their children and to each other. And that's our mission. That's our mission.
Exactly.
So they, yeah.
There's so much negativity in the world that you bring the good, the true, the beautiful literally to life.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. It's the work of a lot of people. And I guess, you know what I learned a long time ago is everyone's doing the best they can. Everyone's doing the best they can. So we're grateful for the opportunity, and we're thankful that the Holy Spirit continues to bless us. And I don't think it will ever stop. At least I hope he won't.
Come, O most Holy Spirit, come. Michael, thank you. God bless.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless.
So blessed to be amplifying the voice of Michael O'Rourke, who was one of the founders of Malta House, along with Monsignor Scheid, who for years before retiring was the pastor at St. Aloysius in New Canaan. So many instrumental in the last 25 years to develop this haven for moms and babies at Malta House in Norwalk. And you can learn more about Malta House and the life-changing work that they are doing at MaltaHouse.org. And MaltaHouse.org. It is a special broadcast here on Veritas Catholic Radio. We are on location for the 25th anniversary of the Malta House Gala at the Woodway Country Club in Darien. And you're hearing this on 1350 AM, 103.9 FM worldwide at VeritasCatholic.com and on the Veritas Catholic Radio app. And Mike Donahue joins us here on Veritas Catholic Radio from Catholic Charities. By the way, thank you for your help in our recent pledge drive.
Well, Veritas is such an important part of our Catholic community here in the Diocese of Bridgeport. So I'm always happy to help Veritas, and hope everybody gave generously in this pledge drive. If you missed out, there's still time for you to give, right,
John? You can always give online at VeritasCatholic.com. But tonight, of course, our focus is on Malta House. And Malta House would not have survived for a quarter century if it wasn't for the time, talent, and treasure of so many people in the Diocese of Bridgeport and beyond. And now also with the first generation of moms, thanks be to God, coming back to help other moms. This is really a life-changing institution of Malta House, isn't it, Mike?
Malta House is really an amazing agency, program. And when you think about, since Malta House began 25 years ago, I'm not sure the exact number, but I think it's close to 400 babies that have been born and been able to live at Malta House for those important early years. And those are babies that probably would have been aborted otherwise. So, and when you think about life and the importance of those 400 lives that Malta House has brought into the world, it's just really incredible. And I can't say enough about the founders of Malta House. And when you talk about Malta House, for anybody who knows Malta House, it really is a lot to do with Michael and A.C. O'Rourke, who were the big, you know, impetus behind founding Malta House, along with Hope Carter and Monsignor Scheid and a few others. But Michael and A.C. have just been the driving force and the energy and enthusiasm. And they had this idea 25 years ago. Some people thought they were crazy, but look how many lives they've brought into the world over those last several years. It's really pretty amazing.
And as we watch these young children grow, how many will have a vocation to the priesthood, answer the call to the religious life or the consecrated life?
Well, that's hard to say.
It's in God's hands. If these lives were aborted, you and I would not have this conversation.
Not at all. And, you know, look, these women, the Malta House women, made the courageous decision. It wasn't an easy decision. Many of them were young. Many of them were kind of thrown out by their families, embarrassed. Their families were embarrassed. But Malta House gave them a place to come and to bring their babies into the world. And these babies, if anybody's ever been to Malta House, it's just such an amazing experience with these young lives and so much energy and enthusiasm. And it's hard to say what their vocations will be in life, but
it's in God's hands.
It's in God's hands, but they're going to make a difference in our world. I'm positive of that.
Thanks be to God for that. Thanks be to God for Malta House and Catholic Charities. Mike, thank you. God bless.
All right. Thank you, John. It's a pleasure. Great to be here on Veritas Catholic Radio. Thank you.
We're blessed here at Veritas Catholic Radio to bring you this 25th Silver Anniversary Malta House Annual Gala from the Woodway Country Club in Darien here on Veritas Catholic Radio and the Veritas Catholic Radio app. The evening, saluting Malta House Board Chair Kim Patron.
It is a wonderful privilege to help in this tribute to our beloved leader. I consider it a great privilege to introduce Kim Patron. It's hard to describe the many ways in which she has moved Malta House ahead and done more and more and achieved more and more. Kim is an incredibly rare mix of kindness, compassion, intelligence, creative strategic thinking, and focused, detailed-oriented tactical wizardry. She's a numbers and finance person, as well as a wordsmith. A perfect and rare balance of right and left brains, grounded in a wonderful heart and love. She's worked tirelessly to propel Malta House into the next quarter century. Her organizational skills kept us on track through every project, never missing an important detail. She got everything. She is a friend to all who meet her, and I am incredibly blessed to have known her, to have worked with her, and to have learned from her. Kim.
It's truly been an honor and a privilege to be part of this organization. My life is just so much richer because of it, and I just thank the Lord for all the gifts that he gave me that's allowing me to do all the things that I do. My biggest reward is really seeing the transformation in the moms during their stay at Malta House. They come to us scared and alone, some of them never having a loving family, and they leave confident and full of hope, not only for their future, but for the future of their babies. And I am just so proud to be part, a little part, of their journey. So my hat's off to all the moms. I am inspired every day by the dedication of the staff, as well as the volunteers, who day in and day out, and I'm witnessing it as I'm spending more time at Malta House, the day in, day out support that they provide to both the mothers and the babies at Malta House. It is such a special place. They all do it with a smile on their face and just such love and dedication. It's truly a pleasure to be there. And tonight, I really want to thank everybody who's been part of my journey. I want to start first with my family and friends who've put up with me for so many years. I think they're all tired of hearing about Malta House, but that's all right. Especially my dear husband, Art. I couldn't do what I do without his never-ending love and support. He should really be up here right here with me, but he wouldn't do that. This being Mother's Day weekend, I'm very happy that my son, as well as my oldest daughter, made the trip to Connecticut to be here to celebrate with me. As some of you know, my daughter Christy has a lot to do with why I am so passionate about the mission of Malta House, and I'm just glad that she could share the evening here with me. I also want to thank my former colleagues for all their support over the years and certainly the flexibility that they allowed me during the workday to do what I do, and I really thank so many of them for being here tonight. I particularly want to thank Terry Poley, who actually was... She introduced me to Malta House 11 years ago. I was looking to get involved in doing some community service, and here I am now. So thank you, Terry. And actually, the most amazing thing is when she was my boss, she was actually the one who was clapping in her office when I said, they want me to be chair. Would that be okay? And she's like, yes, that would be wonderful. And knowing how much it would take me away from the office, but I thank her for that. I'm very grateful for my current board members, as well as the former board members. There's so many of you here this evening, and I thank you for coming out. I've been so blessed to work with you over the years, and I thank you for your love, support, as well as for your prayers, because that's really what I ask for most often. And although she's not here tonight, although she's on that phone right there, I need to give a shout out to Carrie Dougherty. We feel the same way about you. She was the best co-pilot I could have had for the 6 years that she was with us, and it was just a pleasure to work side by side by her for so many years. And we miss her, but we love her. And I also want to thank everybody in the Order of Malta that's been involved with Malta House for so long. When I first joined the board, I didn't know anything about the order. Wasn't exactly sure it was, and I sort of felt like an outsider, and gosh, you guys just embraced me, and I've gotten to know so many people in the order, and I'm just always, always amazed at your generosity. So thank you, because Malta House wouldn't be here without you. I'm going to keep this short. I just want to thank everybody, all of you, for coming out tonight. This is our 25th anniversary to celebrate with us. Thank you to Sarita, Valerie, Pilar, and Jen, who couldn't be here, that for the co-chairs, and everybody that was on the committee. I know what it takes to plan this event. This is the first year I didn't have to be part of the committee. It was great. So thank you. This is a wonderful evening. And lastly, just happy Mother's Day to all of the moms in the room, especially those beautiful moms in the back. Thank you.
We know that you join us here at Veritas Catholic Radio in asking that the Holy Spirit continue to guide Kim Patrone and the team at Malta House doing life-saving work for moms and babies in the Diocese of Bridgeport. You can support Malta House by going to maltahouse.org, maltahouse.org, and you can also learn about the volunteer opportunities that are available for you to give your time and talent to Malta House in Norwalk. On this 25th anniversary gala broadcast from the Woodway Country Club in Darien, we thank you for taking the time to listen here on Veritas Catholic Radio, 1350 AM, 103.9 FM, WNLK Norwalk, and worldwide on the Veritas Catholic Radio app and at veritascatholic.com.